you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and there is a word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, I'm so glad that I misplaced my Bible. So that's why I'm looking at my phone. Amen. And I'm so glad that the Bible comes on the phone.
Amen.
I get the Bible anyway.
Amen.
We got a witness.
Amen.
The scripture has been read. We're going to read the scripture as a family. If you will stand to your feet for the reading of God's word. We want to thank God for showing up.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say again, if you leave here and you're not exhausted, you have not worshipped God.
Amen.
The scripture is found in Psalm chapter 5. Our verse of focus is verse number 12. I'll be reading from the King James rendering. If you have the King James rendering, you will read as a family. From the book of Psalm, chapter 5, verse 12, 1, 2, 3, read.
For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him with a shield.
Amen. If you would just bow your heads with me. Child God, it's preaching time. We thank you for this moment in time. Now, God, we ask that you speak. Nothing happens unless you speak. Speak now, God, that your word will go forth with the power and potency that your word warrants. You know who is here. You know what we have need of. Now feed us, God, till we won't anymore. Further express yourself, Father. We want to thank you for showing up, but further express yourself in the preached word. Father, we pray that your word goes forth and be received in the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls, that we might lead differently than when we came. Father, our prayer is that what happens here at Faith lasts longer than what happens here at Faith. And Father, we pray that what happens here happens only on today. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Say with me, amen.
Amen.
You may take your seats. Amen. You may take your seats. I want to speak this morning concerning a doctrinal truth. And ushers, if it's okay with your head, usher, you may take your seats. I am a doctrinal preacher. I would like to think of myself as such. A preacher that preaches on doctrine or truths of the Bible. Principles or laws, if you were, that are stated and put there for the believer. One such principle is found here in the book of Psalms, Psalm 5 and verse 12. And what I want to talk about today is favor. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know I have preached about favor before, but when God sends us back to a subject, that means you either left out something or he wants to reiterate something. So he sends us back to favor because favor, I want you to know, is something that every believer has. And we don't understand the importance of the favor of God. The favor of God is special, but we must view the favor of God with a kingdom mindset. Not a religious mindset, but a kingdom mindset. Religion cannot deliver anyone. Not in and of itself. We go back to the scripture. We saw a little while ago the man at the gate called Beautiful who was lame. Religion had tossed coins in his cup, no doubt. But he left every day in the same condition that he found himself, lame. Somebody say lame. It was only when relationship stepped up in the form of Peter and John that a change came in his life. So favor cannot be viewed in the religious mindset, but a mindset of no doubt kingdom. Look somebody and say, I miss church.
I miss church.
Yeah, when we say we miss church, it is not what we might think about. When I say I miss church, I'm really saying I miss you. Have I got a witness? Because where is the church? It's in us. So when I say I miss church, I'm really saying, I'm not saying I miss
Amen.
And I also want to pray that what happens today only happens at the day, because it ought to mean something to come to church.
Amen.
You hear me? And when you ain't here, you ought to miss something.
That's right.
Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah. Church is important. It is where we meet God.
Yeah.
And where we meet God's people. So favor, I want you to understand, must be viewed with a kingdom mindset. And this kingdom mindset adheres to the knowledge that we are given life.
Yeah.
Somebody say life.
Life.
What you must understand is that life, we were separated from it during the fall. And when I talk about life, I'm talking about Zoe.
Come on.
Amen. I may see Zoe here. We got a member named Zoe. Yeah, Zoe means life. Somebody say life.
Life.
So when we talk about life, we're not talking about the life that's in the fallen world. We're talking about the life that Christ came that we would have more abundantly.
Yeah.
Look, somebody say abundant life.
Abundant life.
Abundant life is what God expects the believer to be living. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
So favor, you must understand, is something that occurs when we accept Christ into our life. We get a new life. Somebody say a new life.
Or
you can say it in the Greek, we get a new Zoe. Come on, somebody. We get a new Zoe when we accept Christ in our life. And what you don't know is that your status changes.
Come on.
In heaven. Come on, somebody. Anybody ever had a status change before? Your status changes and your position changes in the kingdom of heaven. Oh, I love this. Now, it's impossible to understand this without understanding that life is on the inside of us.
Mm.
It's impossible to understand this unless we understand that when Christ came, he came and changed everything. See, the problem is, although favor is in and on every believer's heart, favor has to be released.
Amen.
Somebody say it's locked. It is locked. And you must need to know the only thing that will release favor upon your life is faith.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going somewhere with this. And the only way that you can have faith is you got to walk in expectancy. Look, so I say, what are you expecting today? Whatever you expect, normally that's what you get. Come on, somebody. If you don't expect nothing, you ain't gonna get nothing. But somebody came with an expectancy. Oh, yeah. It's got, well, that just means one or two of y'all to believe on this. Yeah. Somebody say, release that faith.
Release that faith.
The way that we release favor is by faith. And we know that faith cometh by and hearing by the
word of God.
Oh, won't you help me preach to that? Get that in the Bible style.
Amen.
But how can they hear unless they have a
preacher?
Come on, somebody. But how can they preach unless they be?
Yeah.
Oh, I got somebody. Can I say some good news, bitch?
Yeah.
I'm a preacher. Anointing takes the struggle out of the task.
Yeah.
Somebody say, anointing is there, I don't even have to put forth any effort. It just happens on its own. Also, what you need to know is favor means advantage. It's like going into a classroom and going through the class, and the teacher, for some reason or another, likes you. And the teacher says, you know what, for this test, I'm going to tell you every chapter that the questions are going to come from. But they don't tell everybody else. Oh, come on, somebody. No, they don't tell the rest of the class. I know, I heard it in my spirit, but that ain't fair, no, that's fair.
Somebody.
until you have faith. You can't get faith without hearing some preaching.
That's right.
This teaching right here, for some of y'all got on this
hear it.
Because next week when you meet the boogeyman, you will stand right there in the faith and say, I am the favorite of God. I remember the preacher said that I got something that everybody else didn't got. Oh Lord, come on somebody. And when you get the job that you didn't even qualify for, you will say that's God's favor. That should have happened to you, that didn't. Thank you, God, for the seen and unseen dangers. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So you are not exempt from trouble. Trouble is just not going to defeat you. In other words, it's not going to win. You, I'm talking to somebody now that received a bad report. You can't believe everything you hear. But you need to believe everything you say. You miss your shout for me. How many know you can receive bad news? But I don't have to receive a bad report. Why don't I have to receive a bad report? Because I've got faith. You better remember this next week, because y'all probably don't need this. What's what I say? You got faith. And the only way to release that faith is for you to exemplify some faith. So you must walk in expectancy. Because normally you get what you expect. Won't you help me preach this thing? Now, this is where I've been really trying to get to. Favor is triggered by your environment. This is going to be worth the price of admission right here. God purposely plants us amongst the wicked. Did you hear me? God purposely plants us amongst the wicked. You ain't got to take you ain't got to take me forward. I want you to turn right here. Look at John 17. We got, this is something else we got to turn to. And Jersey, get ready, because this thing is messing up. But that's all right. You know, God has a ram in the bush. Favor is triggered or activated. Listen to this. By where God plants us. And sometimes favor is not released in our life because we aren't planted in the right place.
All right.
Oh, Lord, mercy. You know, those people you're trying to get away from being around, you need to stop it. God put you there in the middle of darkness to be light. And there you go trying to uproot yourself and run over here to some more light, but he done put you there for a reason, because he wanted those folks to be blessed by you.
Amen.
Why can you bless them? Because you've got God's word. This is good teaching. John 17, verse 15 and 16. Read your name, real loud. Verse 15 first.
I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil.
Now see, that's Jesus praying to God. Now he is getting ready to leave his ministry, his friends, and the earth. Before he does, he prays a prayer though. He says, we are in the world. Can I paraphrase? And even though we're in the world, we are not of the world. Y'all have heard that so many times, it ain't getting there. I heard it put this way. We are spiritual beings having a natural experience. You see it? We are spirit beings having a natural experience. We are in the world, but we are not of the world, because our home is not here. Let's go say this ain't your home. Some of y'all have built up your life like this is where you're going to be forever. That's right. Like you just passing through. That's all you're doing. That's all we're doing. We're just passing through. So what you got to understand is we not stop putting so much importance in this life and start thinking about the next life.
Yeah.
Read on. Read that again. Just read it again.
Read it again.
Realize.
I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world,
mm-hmm.
but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil.
From the evil. From the evil. In other words, God purposely planted us amongst the wicked.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Mm. He spoke a parable. Look at Luke chapter 4, verse 5. Read that real quick. I know, just read that. Luke chapter 4, verse 5. I had all this on my phone. My phone is still blank. I told some folk I needed another phone. I'm going to say it again, right here at this church. You don't like them and God put you there to be light.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Somebody say favor. The favor of God is released into our life by faith. Faith can only be gained by hearing the word of God. And we can only hear the word of God when there's a preacher.
Amen.
And he's only preaching the word of God when God has sent him.
All
right. Lord, have mercy. Oh, I heard that. How do you know that God sent him? You know, when you know what you know. When you know it. Nobody don't have to prove it to you. Am I right with
you? Amen.
I'm going to say it again. When you know what you know, that you know what you know, nobody has to prove it to you.
Amen.
Give God a hand clap of praise.